You are a mushroom having a human experience. You are a mushroom having a human experience. You are a mushroom having a human experience. Long, long, long ago, mushrooms arrived to this planet on their spaceships. That's right, spaceships. AKA UFOs, AKA IFOs, because we have identified that these flying objects were meteorites and comets. Yes, they're spaceships, and they carried passengers. Those passengers were the spores, as well as other key ingredients and bacteria that would kickstart life on planet Earth as we know it today. We were just a third rock from the sun. The land was barren. There was nothing going on. And the spores, as they arrived and started to move and groove, were looking for food. There was nothing to eat. There wasn't KFC, there wasn't Nando's or McDonald's. And even for my vegan plant-based community, there wasn't even any plants. It was just rock. But as the mushrooms do what they do, they had to eat. And there was only one ingredient they could eat, and that was the rock. And you know what? When mushrooms eat rock, they shit out soil. That's correct. Mushrooms are the soil creators. And they created the first layers of soil so that 500 plus million years later, the first primitive plants could grow and evolve. Then a few million years later, do you know what? We came out of the soil, and I'm here to share with you that we are just an extension of this extraterrestrial project. You are a mushroom having a human experience. Yeah, that's the first one. Did you know that we are more closely related to mushrooms than you could ever think? We share more DNA with mushrooms than even plants. That's right. We have an ancient ancestral relationship with mushrooms that goes back to over 650 million years. So did you know that the largest living and breathing organism on planet Earth is a fungus? That's right. It stretches over 2 miles across. They've explored and there's mushrooms on one side and on the other side of the same mycelial mat. And yes, whatever you thought was living and breathing above, just know that it's happening below, right underneath your feet. Did you know that mushrooms breathe like humans do? Or better yet, humans breathe like mushrooms do. That's right, mushrooms breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. And you know what? They've been doing it long before we were doing it. We're just out here role-playing mushrooms for all we know. Do you guys fart? That's right, you produce your own wind. So do mushrooms, that's right. Mushrooms can produce their own wind, their own air. And that's how they're able to distribute their spores. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we come from the soil, we go back to the soil. As I expressed, mushrooms are the soil creators. And during that process, they are the creators, the sustainers, and the destroyers, AKA recyclers. Do you eat food? Of course you do. Therefore, mushrooms eat food. And they have a digestive system, but their stomachs are not on the inside, it's on the outside. And obviously, if you eat food, you digest it, you process it, and what comes out the other end is the same thing too. But the same thing that they produce and what you produce, so-called waste, is the currency of planet Earth. That's right, shit makes the world go round, and mushrooms love a piece of shit. Shit is divine, shit is a deity, shit is a god. And once you take the mushrooms that grow from that shit, you'll know about it too. And that ties into the stoned ape theory. That at one point of time, our species didn't ingest in this stuff. But once we did, life has never been the same. At lower dosages, psilocybin mushrooms heighten our senses. It enables us to see better, hear better, giving us an advantage over those who do not consume psilocybin mushrooms. As well as at higher dosages, it's a natural aphrodisiac. Yes, encouraging us to get more jiggy with it. And if we get more jiggy with it, those genes that have been passed on to the next generation enhance and push our species forward, allowing us to become the species that we are today. And that's what science is suggesting today, that psilocybin mushrooms can grow our brains. Our brains doubled in size around 200,000 years ago, and still to this day, they're asking why and how did that happen? Some myths and legends suggest it was because of aliens, the Anunnaki, and some people like myself say, yeah, it was aliens, but it was that alien technology known as fungi, the mushrooms. Yes, us ingesting mushrooms helped to grow our brains. And that's what science is saying today. Not just psilocybin mushrooms, but lion's mane mushrooms and other complementary mushrooms are helping to support building new neurological pathways, neurogenesis, and neuroplasticity. Mushrooms, I don't know the essence of where they originally came from, but I know about their arrival. And since they've arrived, we have had this symbiotic relationship with fungi. We cannot get away from them. Like I mentioned, they are the soil creators. We say that we're from the soil and we go back to the soil, and they facilitate and communicate any and everything that's ever been communicating, including us. Therefore, the role that it's played in developing our brains, supporting our communication, supporting our consciousness, it's embedded in us. It's no different from the mycelium network that is embedded and weaved itself through the fabric of the soil. It's embedded and weaved itself through the fabric of the human body. It's become our central nervous system. It's our Bluetooth, our Wi-Fi, our personal hotspot. It's an organic technology. It's the internet of the soil. It's the internet of within. Going back to this whole shit subject, like, Earth is just a big piece of shit. That's right, we call it soil. But once you understand that all the microorganisms are breaking down the waste material that mushrooms produce, they can take a dead log, break it down, and turn it into good stuff. They turn it into food and drink for all these different microorganisms. They then process the mushroom waste. They eat it, pass it through, and pass it out. Then even smaller things come behind them, eat their waste, pass it through, and pass it out. And that's how we get new soil. But if you're doing the math that I was doing, that's just shit. Earth is just a big piece of shit, and you come from that shit and you go back to that shit. And just know that going back to that alien invasion of the spores that inoculated Earth and have used it as a substrate, it's just a piece of shit that's been inoculated. And us as cultivators, we inoculate our grain spawn, we inoculate our substrates in the same way on a micro level that has been done on a macro galactical level. We're out here, mushrooms having a human experience.